WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Being watched after the U.S. air attacks on Iran, nuke sites, the price of oil that affects gasoline. Iran threatening to block the Strait of Hormuz, through which a lot of oil tankers pass. That's where Iran's oil goes too, says retired Marine Colonel and ABC News contributor Steve Ganyard.
50-60% of the revenue, the government revenue for the Iranian government, comes from oil revenue. So they would be sort of cutting off their nose to spite their face.
So far this morning, oil on world markets is not going up or down much. Iran's foreign minister is in Moscow to meet with Russian President Putin. Nearly 150 million Americans under heat alerts from Texas to Maine. Many heat records could be shattered. Forecasters say cooling off with family at a water park in Milwaukee, Nova Rios.
When I went underwater, I felt it like I was like really cold.
New NBA champs Oklahoma Thunder beating the Indiana Pacers 103-91 in Game 7. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Wisconsin's two U.S. senators are split down party lines in their reactions to President Donald Trump's bombing of Iranian nuclear facilities Saturday. Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin said the administration's actions without congressional approval ignores the Constitution and puts service members at risk and puts us, quote, on the verge of an all-out war. Republican Senator Ron Johnson told Sunday Morning Features on Fox News he supports the president's decision not to let Iran become a nuclear power. Meanwhile, Republican 8th District Congressman Tony Weed posted on X that now's the time to end endless wars and called for, quote, peace through strength. The Wisconsin State Assembly voted unanimously to increase penalties for people found guilty of sextortion last week. Named Brayden's Law, in memory of a Wisconsin teen who took his own life as a result of a sextortion scheme, the law would allow sextortion perpetrators to be charged with felony murder if their victim commits suicide. The charges that would most accurately apply to the crime currently include a maximum sentencing of only 3.5 years. The legislation is now with the state Senate and appears likely to advance to Governor Tony Evers. There will be a delay for Dugan. Stuart J. Waddles has the latest on the judge facing charges.
Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan's federal trial over allegations she helped an immigrant avoid arrest by federal agents has been delayed. Court records show a July 21st date is no longer on the schedule. The delay is due to the judge wanting to consider Dugan's motion to dismiss the charges. Her attorneys argue her actions were protected by judicial immunity. An in-person scheduling conference is scheduled for July 9th.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
It's the Brewers and the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight as the Brewers open a home series against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Milwaukee now just 3.5 games out of first place after sweeping the Twins over the weekend. 9-8 yesterday at Target Field. The Brewers had a 9-3 lead thanks to Rhys Hoskins with a double, a home run, and two runs batted in. But closer Trevor McGill had to come in the eighth to hold off Minnesota. Pat Murphy says catcher William Contreras also doing a great job setting up batters and praised McGill getting his 17th save of the season already.
The kid's been pretty consistent. He knows who he is. And again, William Contreras was great back there.
NBA Finals, Oklahoma City pulled ahead to win the title in Game 7, 103-91. Pacers head coach Rick Carlisle on losing his star player from Oshkosh, Tyrese Halliburton, to a torn Achilles tendon in the first quarter.
What happened with Tyrese is all of our hearts dropped.
That's Rick Carlisle with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be hot and humid again today. The heat index is going to be back up to near 100 or better this afternoon. Then we do have a chance of thunderstorms later today, and some of those could be strong to severe with hail, wind gusts, and tornadoes possible. So stay weather aware here throughout the day today. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 78.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Todd Michaels joins us now.
I have to give a shout out to Oshkosh. It's a very underrated city.
There was also a restaurant there I really liked. I don't think it's there anymore.
Yeah, the Tally's was great. I may have gone to like a prom dinner there or something like back in my day too, Pete.
A little calzone before you tear it up in the dance floor.
There's nothing better than wearing a tuxedo and a little calzone in your cummerbund.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
From articles that I have seen, if you are a bagel purist, you should not toast your bagel. I think nothing's better than a toasted bagel and a schmear.
Folks, can we have a moment of honesty? Do you really like bagels, or do you like the schmear that is transported by them? Get rid of the stigma. If I walk into this room eating cream cheese out of a tub with a spoon.
Why is that wrong?
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Civic Media News Director Charlie Pittman joins us to cover all the weekend news. And then we're talking ticks in hour number two with entomologist PJ Leash, the bug guy. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Yeah! Happy Monday to you. Hope you got through the weekend. Convoy.
Yes.
You are a wuss.
You think?
You had a golf thing all set up.
I know. It's too hot.
Yeah, can you believe
it? It was.
There's nobody on the course.
I did go golfing on Saturday.
I worked in the iron ore mines in heat like this, and you wouldn't go golfing.
I'm an indoor person, right?
It was crazy, though, wasn't it?
It was hot.
That was like crazy hot.
It was hot.
I ran 6 miles yesterday.
Okay, yeah. No, it was hot.
I mean, like cooking, hard to breathe hot. It's like it was, we were talking with, we had Lisa Hill on
Vegas
the other day.
Hot.
I said, in, New Orleans.
New Orleans heat.
I said, it's like breathing through a sponge. That's kind of how it was yesterday. Yeah. I'm not complaining. I'm not like, well, it's going to be 42 below zero.
It's six months.
I'm just saying, though, it's like, wow, that was really something.
Yeah, it was hot. The cooking is different, right? In this heat? Because some people say, it's too hot to eat. It's never that hot.
No, I didn't have that problem.
But I made I made pasta, shrimp, you know, and I ate it cold. I put it in the fridge.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean? Because I don't want to eat hot food right this time of year.
You know what I'm eating? A bunch of I'm 210, which is good.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah,
because you were 228.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
Originally, during COVID, I was 247. That's my highest. That's the highest. When I got my hip replaced, I still got in my medical thing.
Oh, so that was
when they weighed me. I was 247 in, that would be January of 2020. So I'm 210 right now. Okay. But whatever. But you know what I eat a lot of? You know what I love to cook? I eat, I just buy frozen chicken breasts or whatever. Okay.
John, that's 37 pounds.
Yeah. If I can get down to a 36 waist, I'm happy.
You know what? That's a true measurement, isn't it? I mean, you look at the scale, you look at all this other stuff, but
how your pants fit.
And it's
totally agree.
But like, I have a new wardrobe waiting for me.
Me too.
I didn't throw. Did you throw your old?
No,
me either. I keep them.
I don't give up on that.
I'm throwing out the old ones though. I'm throwing.
I got my 40s. I'm gonna throw away.
Those are gone.
Those are gone. Yeah.
But I was. I don't know. I'm doing okay. Heat wise, I don't think I'm eating as much because it's so hot.
Yeah,
I'm not kidding you.
You know what I actually bought yesterday? You know what I felt like yesterday? I went and bought a 6-pack of summer shanty and sat out on my balcony and just drank summer shanty.
What is that, soda beer?
Leidenkugel.
Oh,
yeah. Right, it's just a summer beer type thing.
Yeah.
Got to check, John. I was in Marquette yesterday by Black Rocks. Felt like it was 85 degrees. 1 mile east, it felt like 100 degrees, or 65, and then felt like Black Rocks, Brian. Black Rocks is like, you know, when people talk about spreading their ashes, I would spread my ashes or have somebody spread them for me at Black Rocks. That is my favorite place in the world, is Black Rocks on Lake Superior. Honest to God.
Well, what is it?
It's this. It's right on Lake Superior. Mm-hmm. It's on Presque Isle, which is really cool. Presque Isle is amazing. And it's just this, it's almost like lava rock or whatever.
Oh, that's cool.
All the way through right to the water. So you sit there right where the water is on Lake Superior. I think it's the most gorgeous place in America.
Yeah.
Brian, if you have any pictures, send me a picture of that. But Black Rocks is my favorite place on the face of the earth. And I'm not joking about that. I'm not lying. It's just sensational.
See, I would feel that way about the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, I've never been there.
Oh, my God.
I know.
But you have to
get there.
I've
driven past it, and I've never been there. Isn't that crazy? I live right there, and I never went in.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
So I went.
Terry says, one more day of nice warm weather before Wisconsin reality hits. High of only 70 and rain on Wednesday.
But some people welcome that.
Yeah. I kind of enjoyed it because I didn't have to do anything. I don't think if I was out actually working in it, I would have enjoyed it. But I like last night, sitting outside, having a line in Kugel, that was nice.
Oh, yeah. I think about, do I want to live like this all year? Like, it almost makes you want to be a snowbird. It's just, you know.
Yeah.
I went to that symphony. That was great, you guys. Remember we had song in here? They played out at the airport. And I thought it was going to be like really hot in there, but
yeah, I was wondering about that too.
No, it was great the way they did it.
Hangar,
but they opened up
because I'll tell you, so Dom had to work a wedding Saturday, and it's like, you know, in the tux type thing. He said it was crazy.
Yeah, that'd be hot for a wedding. No, inside it was cool. The breeze. They opened up, you know, the door where the planes go up right onto the runway. But then the other side is the doors. It's not as big as take a plane out, but it's quite wide. And the breeze came through was like perfect. It was.
Well, like I said, for Dom's graduation, somebody brought one of those farm fans.
Oh yeah,
and it was like this kind of heat, and people were like, "We're fine. This is perfect."
Yeah,
those farm fans. And when we had the lady on the other day about the cows, that's like a big thing.
Yeah, no, they want to treat them right, but. Yeah, I did some video on that, but you're Mr. Patriotic. I thought you would like that. So I did call. I did call John and ask him to go, but you didn't want to be on.
You did?
I text you and said, you want to go? Then you text me back and said, no, but do you have any hot dogs left?
Oh, yeah. You didn't, huh?
Well, John, it was 4 days ago.
Well,
no.
So what? Hot dogs have lived forever.
No, I would have. No.
And that's chili.
Yeah, no, that stuff's all gone. No, I don't keep stuff that long. Anyway, I'll make that for you, though, one of these days.
Got this one from Terry. Hey, guys, meeting friends at Pope's Pizza in Great North Commons tonight. Have you been there? No. You know what I did, though? You know what I did Saturday? I went to the Rib Fest in Brussels.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. How was that?
Oh, my God.
I bet it was awesome. $3 a rib.
I bought three platters full. I ate so many. I couldn't stop eating them. They were so good. I just didn't know which one because Cody was there. Cody had one of the things, but I sat in the bar and I ate three platters of ribs. Like, and I enjoyed them to the part where I'm like sucking on the bone to try to get that last little part out.
People looking over.
Were they good?
Who's that poor guy? Wow, that would be good.
Yeah,
do an air conditioned bar though.
Yeah. It was so hot outside. Yeah, no, so I went inside the bar and I ate three platters of ribs and they were absolutely delicious.
Wow, that does sound good.
Yeah,
but man, hot cooking that stuff.
I know. That's what I mean. That's why I went inside.
Yeah, I just.
But it was. They were great. They were phenomenal.
I went to a graduation party Saturday.
Hot.
It was just, and there's nothing you can do.
No,
it's just hot. It's
just hot.
They had a tent, but that's
just
not
hot.
It was just. Hot. But it was fun.
Just hot.
I'm glad we went.
But where is Pope's Pizza?
That's in that new place that Andy built, that Ed Doozy's.
Because
we were at that party.
Okay.
On the third floor. On the second floor, Terry, it's more of a country theme.
Right.
And, you know, they had brisket and actually really good food. Pope's Pizza is on the first floor. And that's super nice too. They can seat a lot of people there. That place is
big. I gotta
stop
in there.
That is and the customer service there is great. And but yeah, go up to the third floor, take a look around. They got balconies on the second floor, so you can look over at training camp and of course hadn't started yet. But anyway, you can look over at Lambeau. That is a quite an investment, and it's beautiful.
I gotta stop there,
and we need to support that because
boy, I'll tell you what he's done, what they've done,
unbelievable. Him and Lisa,
unbelievable.
You know, and that guy is, you know, he's. Get this, you know.
And I will say this, and you're the first person to discourage people about going into business? Because you said, what, 20% fail within 2 years?
Well, no, it's more than that. No, I just say, I don't discourage people. I'm just saying, you know, eyes wide open. I mean, the fact that Andy made it in that industry, too.
That's what I mean.
That's not like converting or something. Not right. That ours wasn't easy. But what he has done is, and it's just, because I told you that I was talking to him and his wife, and I'm like, so who are the investors in this thing? He goes, it's just us.
It's just them.
So think about that. Yeah. You start with a bar, with a restaurant, and build and build and build. I mean, that's the way it should be done. So what I was thinking, you know, we got this free enterprise award here in Green Bay, Greater Green Bay, Brown County. And you know, it's a lot of, you know, Schreiber and you know, they deserve it. Associated Bank, Nicolet, great factories. But a guy like him, this guy's an entrepreneur, man. This guy took a ton of risk.
I told you my story.
On which one?
That I was going to build the first sports bar in Green Bay.
Yeah, there's Johnny, there's so many what I should have could have people. Okay, let's hear it. Do you want a beer?
Huh?
They just still have people. Okay.
Me, Mark Chimura, and Frankie Winters.
I think that might have worked.
It was before Stadium View was even built.
Oh, that would have worked.
And it was the building we wanted. It was a Chinese restaurant.
Fine.
Okay.
Where was it?
Right there. Right where Anduzzi's is now.
Oh, my gosh.
They wanted $1 million.
No, they didn't. Because Stadium View.
Yeah, they did. And our people were like, no. But Frankie and Chewy were like, no, we're not paying $1 million.
No.
At those days, yeah.
I'm not sure. Well, I guess I would today. But, okay, wasn't that Stadium View, and wasn't that stuff for sale?
Wasn't built yet.
Oh, man.
This was probably 1992. Yeah. Isn't that something, what we could have had? Well, Chewy had his issues of audio. I mean, whatever, yeah, whatever.
We could have.
But still, we would have had the first sports bar. Me, Chewy, and Frankie Winters were going to build a place, but they wanted $1 million for the property. They were, which I give them credit for, because right, they saw it. They knew what was coming.
Yeah. Well, I might have found something close, but not that.
Yeah.
Hmm. That, you know, with you three guys, I don't think it would have lasted. You know what I mean? Like, in terms of, it's tough to run a three-way partnership, but
yeah,
just to hire a manager and take the dividends, that was a great idea.
Yeah.
I mean, it was.
I agree.
Huh.
And instead, I'm here. Convoy!
Yeah?
What's going on? What's going on in your life?
Well, I shot an 86.
I don't care. What else going
Saturday.
On?
That's not bad.
That's great. No, that's Friday, fantastic. Actually.
Yeah.
43?
It was actually in Sim Golf, so.
That doesn't count.
Oh, it still counts.
Come on.
Convoy, do me a favor. Turn your mic off.
Yeah.
Don't speak to us for the rest of the day.
What course did you play?
Oh, we played Pinehurst.
Wow.
That Sim Golf is pretty cool, though. I mean, you got to admit. Yeah. It picked the course.
All right, but
still. But that doesn't count. No. Well,
When I was at the Croc Center, I ran a marathon through Italy.
That counts.
Yeah.
Wow. That's
hey, you know what? It's kind of sad, but not too sad. That funeral I went to on Friday. Yeah. Remember I had to get out of here? Thanks for letting me out of here, you guys. I had to be there at 10.
A good friend of mine.
I was great. And I tell
you
what.
Did you mention to his wife that?
Of course. She knew. Like, I was surprised she knew me, because I don't know that I really knew her. His daughters are the youngest daughter, and then the mom, and then the older daughter. Very good-looking daughters.
Oh, I believe that.
Right?
We're talking about Eddie Garcia, the former Packer kicker.
And I went to him. The reason I think you would have, I know you couldn't go, but so I said to his daughter, I said, you know, I just want to tell you, I've never met you, but your dad, I went to see him because I was taking this JCOC trip to, Djibouti to Kuwait to Qatar, these different places in the Middle East. And it cost money. And I went to see him to see if he could give me $1,000. I had a list of targets, right? Because I had to raise like $7,000. Went through to ask me a few questions. He goes, look, we'll pay for all of it. And she goes, I'm so glad you told me that, because there's a lot of talk about the Packers. I said, you know what? We're in Green Bay, you know? But she goes, that's who he really was. So I was really glad when I left that I shared that with her, because she goes, he loved the military.
No, oh, I know, for Oshkosh Defense and everything.
Well, right. Yeah,
absolutely.
Right, that's where he worked. Right, that's why I went to see him. He was at Oshkosh Defense.
Man, that's so sad.
It was. It was a sad
so
funeral.
Sad.
Yeah, but, man, he's got a nice family.
Ooh. That's awesome. Good for him.
I mean, you knew them. I didn't, but I...
Glad you went.
I don't. Yeah, it's not like I enjoyed that, but I'm really, when I was driving home, I'm like, I'm really, really glad I went to that.
You know what? I've always said
kids
this.
Kids are awesome.
I have never regretted going to a funeral in my life. Yeah. Ever.
Yeah, I never regretted going. I got chewed out a couple times because something may have happened to an employee, but you still want a goal. You know what I mean? But there's a lot of tension at those funerals too, family. But you think so?
I'm not sure how I would handle being chewed out at a funeral.
But her,
I don't think I'd handle that. We got to start a quick break. We'll be back.
I'll tell you in a second. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley for over 30 years and are proud sponsors of Mino and the Mayor's Eye on the Community. Insight offers comprehensive eye care, including glasses and contact lenses. Their doctors have a special interest in treating chronic eye disease, specialty contact lenses, and pediatric care. Find Insight on Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam. Improving lives by improving sight. Insight Eye Care.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition: wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Looking Monday morning, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 FM, WSS, and of course, a Civic Media app, 80 degrees right now. Convoy.
It is 80 degrees right now.
Right now, it's 80 degrees at 6:22 in the morning.
It feels like it's like noon outside right now.
I know. Yeah. 80 degrees right now in Green Bay, 79 in Appleton, 78 in Oshkosh, high in the high 80s. It is National Hydration Day.
Well, it makes sense. I just want to say, I think the high is in the low 90s.
So okay.
I watched a little of that. I think it's the low 90s. And then, like Terry said, or somebody said, tomorrow it's going to cool off like 20 degrees. But I'm pretty sure we're going to hit 90s today. So,
wow.
Whoever sent this thing for Mulva is a great idea.
Brian says showing The Godfather at the Mulva at 2 o'clock today. Great way to beat the heat.
It is. It's air-conditioned, great seating, great theater, and...
Can I throw a trivia question at you?
But The Godfather, it better just be the first one, because they got worse as they went on.
Oh, my God. Godfather 3 was horrific. Godfather 2 was good, though. Godfather 2 was good.
It was okay.
What's the opening line of The Godfather? Convoy.
I'm not sure.
Something about family?
I love America.
Okay. I know they were here.
It's the opening line of The Godfather. I love America. Remember he goes to The Godfather because his daughter was whatever with those guys? Yeah.
That
she's no longer beautiful, but I love her. I come to you, Godfather. You never invite me and my wife,
right,
your godmother, you for a piece of cake.
And now?
And now you come to me on the day of my daughter's wedding. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have Clemenza take care of this. We're not murderers.
Yeah. That, yeah.
Greatest movie ever made.
Well, I don't know about that, but that's a good movie.
What would be better?
Oh, there's a lot better movies.
Give me one.
Sound of Music.
Don't. You didn't just say. Hand it over.
My man card or the bell?
Hand it over. Your man card.
There's
say
the Sound
Escape. Of Music is better than The Godfather.
Well, I can.
Oh, Lord.
Great Escape.
Oh, it's Steve McQueen?
Yeah.
That was a good movie. You know what? I got to give you something on that. That was a great bleeping movie.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's old. I watched that with my dad. That's an old movie, but that was a great movie.
I'm with you on that.
Okay. Cool Hand Luke.
That's a good one. Okay, I'm giving you a little props here. You're coming out with some good movies.
I just think The Godfather was good. But the best?
If you had one movie to, you're on your deathbed. It's like Johnny.
Well,
you're gonna be dead in 6 hours. Get to watch one movie. What would it be?
Breaking Bad. Because I would live longer than 6 hours because it was
really.
Oh, absolutely.
I've never seen that.
Oh my God, that is my favorite series. And it's funny that you say that because at that time I wasn't feeling good. So the reason I watched it back to back to back to back to back was I wasn't working for a couple days and. There's just no question that that's the one I would. Well, it'd be between that and Sound of Music. One of those two.
Drop that.
No, even at the symphony yesterday at the airport, not Saturday, they played music from the Sound of Music. John.
I just got a text.
I don't remember them playing anything from The Godfather.
This is to you and Mayor Schmidt. This is the original poster for the movie when it came out. It was given to me as a gift. Hang on.
Could you send it to me so I could put it on the stream?
I don't see. I don't have a picture, though. No. Send it to me. I need the picture. Yeah. Got this. The Sound of Music. Come on, Jim. Don't make it so easy. Wow. Let us know, people. What would you be? You got one movie to watch.
But
you're
going
to die. What would be the one movie you would watch? Mine would be Godfather 2. You know what I did? Okay.
Really?
Cowboy Dave says Gran Torino, Clint Eastwood. Okay, can I? Okay. You know what
Clint Eastwood film would be. That,
I saw like that one segment of Breaking Bad. And there's one thing I loved where some kids were like bullying his son because he was handicapped. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he wouldn't. I would take a baseball, but I would smash those kids' knees in.
Yeah, well, no, what he did was...
I know, but I'm just saying, I would do that,
that kid
too.
Made a fortune. And, yeah, that would... But you say a movie, that's really not a movie. That was... How many... They must have ran nine... I don't know how long.
A lot of years.
That was just a great, great series.
Get this on Sound of Music? It's a great way to suffer before you die.
That hurt.
Today is also National Detroit Style Pizza Day. What is Detroit Style Pizza?
Yeah, I gotta look that up.
I lived basically in Detroit. I didn't know that Detroit had a style of pizza. Convoy.
So you know how Chicago style pizza is really
right.
good because they use more sauce.
Like,
too much sauce, too deep dish.
A deep dish. Let's I want a nice thin.
Let's have
crust.
A casserole.
Yeah. Detroit pizza is like doesn't have as much sauce as Chicago. Mainly the same thing though.
Deep dish.
Yeah.
I don't like deep dish.
No, that's not pizza. That's not like you can't really pick up a piece and walk around with
it. It's like a loaf of bread.
Right.
That's how you eat
it's
the bread.
Like, it's like a casserole.
Why do you want a piece? Why do you want to eat a big piece of bread?
It's Wisconsin.
So you guys only like thin?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
We're both like, boom.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. What about it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like a good deep dish.
Really?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
It's so doughy.
That's why I kind of like it.
Oh my God.
And the crust is like an inch and a half thick on the side. It's like, it's like a pie.
I don't get it.
No.
That's the most overrated thing in the world is Chicago style pizza. Yes or no? Quick pull. Yes or no?
But they give you a run on those ribs, though, right? Carson's ribs. Did you have ribs there?
No, but when I was at Rib Fest the other day, I thought to myself, I wanted to learn how to cook ribs.
Yeah. Takes a long time, but
I know.
It's worth it.
Oh man, were they good?
Yeah, did you have any sides? Just napkins.
I just wallowed. I literally wallowed.
That's all right. That's good. All right. Anyway, yes. Jets summer
pizza.
Food. Okay. Jets is all right. That's
Detroit style. Pizza.
Is it?
Yep.
Where's Jets that? Where's Jets?
It's everywhere. It's a chain.
I've never heard of it.
They're right here on Jets on Lombardi. Pizza? Not on Lombardi.
All right, we're getting to the break. We need to get to the bottom of this. Convoy, you failed. Back after this.
From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. With record highs in the 90s, several sections of pavement throughout the Fox Valley and the greater Green Bay area buckled and failed this weekend. Winnebago County was called out a couple of times to fix damaged pavement on I-41 and US 441. A portion of Holmgren Way in Ashwaubenon was closed Sunday, and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation closed a part of Highway 49 in Dodge County. Highs in the 90s are expected again today. A new Wisconsin group is starting to take action in an effort to save our pollinators. Terry Barr explains.
Lawmakers are considering a pollinator protection package of bills, which could lead to the regulation of insecticides across the state. Clean Wisconsin's Amy Barrio says it's the opportunity to make a difference right now.
Huge decline in pollinator populations. In some areas, a 90% decline. And that is concerning when you think about one out of every three bites of food we take because of pollinators. They made it happen. Our cranberries, our apples, our fruits and vegetables, all kinds of things, our nuts. They are part of an important ecosystem. Mm-hmm. And they are telling us there's something wrong.
Similar bills did not pass in 2021, but Barrio says this time there's a new group made up of environmental and agriculture organizations educating about the importance of pollinators, along with supporting the policies to protect their health and sustainability.
State Senator Jeff Smith is one of the lawmakers supporting the pollinator bills. The Democrat serves the 31st Senate District, which includes Eau Claire. He says the city county recently voted to transform more than 90 acres of public land into pollinator-friendly landscaping. Smith calls it an example of being part of the solution. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be hot and humid again today. The heat index is going to be back up to near 100 or better this afternoon. Then we do have a chance of thunderstorms later today, and some of those could be strong to severe with hail, wind gusts, and tornadoes possible. So stay weather aware here throughout the day today. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 76.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically, a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption and federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. The Todd Albaugh Show.
The Joint Finance Committee was leaked that they intend to cut $87 million from the university system budget. And so we put this out on our socials last night, and today the Joint Finance Committee decided to pull that from the agenda. Because apparently, from what I'm told, Republican legislators got a lot of calls. When the truth is disseminated and people react, results can happen.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app, Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm live from Madison, where I welcome the Green Bay Automobile Gallery's Daryl Burnett. And we rank our all-time favorite summer blockbuster movies. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
The diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on Air.
From articles that I have seen, if you are a bagel purist, you should not toast your bagel. I think nothing's better than a toasted bagel and a schmear.
Folks, can we have a moment of honesty? Do you really like bagels, or do you like the schmear that is transported by them? Get rid of the stigma. If I walk into this room eating cream cheese out of a tub with a spoon.
Why is that wrong?
Matt Nair on Air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
LGBTQ rights are under attack. At 4:30, Patrick Faribault from Our Lives magazine joins to discuss what's at
Welcome back, Mondo the Mayor, here on a sweltering Monday morning, and you can blame it on Brittany Merlot. Brittany?
Thank you.
Good morning. How
good
are
morning,
you?
Good morning, guys.
Oh, you're loving this, Brittany.
Oh, I am.
It's we were fantastic. Actually talking about you before we went on the air today. It's like,
I always do.
We can't wait to find out what Brittany did. She like ran a marathon and biked 40 miles and kayaked down the Mississippi River.
So we just pulled the shades and watched movies.
Yes.
In our air-conditioned apartment. No, yes. I didn't. No, I didn't. I was out.
Pretty much. I drank summer shandy. You know what I did, though? You'd be so proud of me, Kim. You'd be so proud of me.
What?
So I, Brittany.
You cleaned your apartment? Yeah.
Brittany, no. Okay. Brittany, I'm not going to get carried away. Brittany. Actually, can I be honest with you?
Don't. I don't want to hear it. I don't, because if it's the heat, if it's a dirty apartment and heat and humidity, I don't want to hear it.
It's not.
Okay.
So Jim, the maintenance man.
Yeah.
Wonderful guy.
He's a good guy.
I stepped out of my apartment the other day. He goes, hey, John, can I come in? I'm changing all the filters on the air conditioning units. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay. He can't. And it's like, I wonder if I'm going to get evicted for because my apartment is so terrible. I'm not even kidding.
I'm sorry, John. We're going to have to condemn this.
I know. That's what I actually. No, but you know what I did at the Dino Stop last night? So I went to buy a six-pack of summer shandy. Brittany, do you like summer shandy?
I do.
Yeah.
And are you talking about the Dino Stomp with the actual green dinosaur that's out front? Okay, perfect.
So there's this guy, little old guy, whatever, kind of semi-homeless looking sort of. And he goes, you go ahead, sir. You go ahead. You go ahead in front. I'm like, oh, that's okay, bud. You know, no, sir, it's okay. So I told the lady, I said, you know what? Here's my summer shandy, and I'm going to pay for whatever he's buying. Okay?
Did you really do that?
Yeah. But here's the deal. He was buying some kind of like vape cigarettes, like $46.
No way.
Swear to God.
Oh, you should let him go in front of you and then say, I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That. Did he hear you say that? Did he upgrade his purchase? I
bought a six pack of summer shandy, which is what, $10?
Yeah.
Okay. And my bill was $46 with whatever he was buying.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. That
oh
is.
So last time I buy stuff for homeless people.
No. Because that is where they would go, right?
Yeah.
Right across the street. I think that's great you did that. I like to do that around Christmas and all these. No, wait. Let them go in front of you. And then say, I got that. Just put that on my tab. They're like, they turn around. They're like, really? I'm like, yeah, Merry Christmas.
I almost like canceled it.
Yeah, that would have been.
I know. Brittany, I got a text here for you specifically. I'm heading to Eau Claire Thursday through Sunday for the Blue Ox Outdoor Bluegrass Festival. Will the weather be good?
4 days. Wow.
Oh, that's a tough question because this week is going to be wild. We've got the cold front dropping back through the state today. So this is the last hot, scorching, humid, excessive heat type of day. And then it's going to park itself over the state. So we've got chances for showers and storms pretty much starting this afternoon. And some of those this evening could be strong to severe. I mean, we could see some large hail, definitely possible. Damaging wind gusts and a tornado warning or two is possible as well. Yeah.
Hail?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I saw your thing the other day about like northern Minnesota. They got hit really hard, huh? I know we got stations up there in Ely and those places.
They did. I mean, there were some pretty strong tornadoes on the ground off into the Dakotas and started to move its way into northern Minnesota. And that line just hit hard, like you said, in towards Duluth across Lake Superior. Actually, Lake Superior saw like a siege, which is basically you take strong winds across the lake. They were going, west to east and it kind of took the water and piled it up on the other side of the lake. So areas like Ashland, where the water usually is sitting in certain areas of the bay, it was actually lower and retreated. So that kind of happened from those strong storms. So we've seen a lot of things going on. Now we've got the heat that's humidity called, building
what,
in.
It's called,
yeah,
it's called,
yeah, you get back.
Is that, did they get its name? Because some guy went, sheesh. That sounds like a,
that sounds like,
sheesh. That sounds like something they would do up in like Ugani. Yeah. Sheesh. That's a good name for that.
Yeah. Holy water.
It was between holy water and sheesh.
Holy water.
I'm never going to look at this sheesh same girl.
Darn it. Yeah, you betcha. Eh?
That was you was already taken, but sheesh.
Yeah, yep, yep.
Wow, tell us about this, Brittany. I've never heard. I grew up on Lake Superior, and I've never heard.
So
this.
it changes the depth of the water from one side to the other. Is that what it does?
Yeah, I kind of think of like the tides, right, on the ocean. When there's certain times, and the gravity pulls that, so you kind of see the tide go out or the tide will come in. That's kind of what happened on Lake Superior. The tide went out, which it usually does not do that. And you can attest to that being very, very rare. And it takes a big weather phenomena or something like that to cause it. So the strong winds just all going.
Who came up with the term sheesh?
Yeah. One of your guys, John.
Holy sheesh. What a crater. I'll be all darn it.
I was taken too.
Wow, Brittany, I never heard that before.
That's cool that we hate. Okay, we learned something. All right.
Yes. So what's it going to be like around here? Because let's be honest. Is this about the humidity-wise? Like last night at 9 o'clock, I said I was sitting outside here, and it was still like, wow.
Yeah.
This is almost like hard to breathe, kind of.
Yeah.
Is this as bad as it gets?
Florida.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah. No, I haven't seen it much worse than this, that's for sure. I mean, dew points were into those mid to upper 70s.
Yeah.
While our temperatures were in those, what we hit. We broke records yesterday, 94 degrees in Green Bay.
Wow.
92 degrees on Saturday. And so it was feeling like, 105 to about 109?
Yes. Wow. Yeah.
I don't know where you went to church yesterday, John, but it was the Feast of
Quiet. Mine?
Yeah.
I went to the Prince of Peace.
There's no frickin'. It's in Bellevue. Anyway.
Sister Mary Rosalie.
But they had... it was Feast of Corpus Christi, so that you walk outside.
Oh.
And so I know, right? So I was talking to my brother about that, and they did a test on Saturday, because there's a lot of older people that go to church, and because it was the same weather Saturday as Sunday, pretty much
I don't
here.
Believe in church.
Yeah.
I was just talking more about the weather. Okay, let's leave that.
No, by I way, just don't but think it was so, it was almost to too do hot. That. I just don't think you should have to do that.
Right.
I went to church 8 billion times growing up.
Oh, man.
I went eight times like you can't
8
believe.
8 billion and one yes. right here.
And I just...
we went daily mass, Latin, just on the knees. Yep.
Me and Dennis DeLangelo, we went to mass one morning. We were playing Ishpeming that night, our big game in football. And DeLangelo had to be taken off the field with an ambulance because of a concussion. And we lost the game, okay? I never went to church again on the day of a game. What?
So you're saying what that they're two totally independent activities?
Yeah, I'm not so you think sure.
That's okay. That's the whole free will thing. But okay,
whatever.
Anyway, yes, it was so hot. So I think for that little march, that little walk, I think a lot of people throttled back on that because with the heat index at 105,
that's unbelievable.
Yeah, that was hot yesterday. I don't know what he did, to tell you the truth. I just talked to him.
That was I will say this. Yesterday was as hot as I've ever seen in Green Bay. Wouldn't you agree?
No. Because, we've broken 100 here.
I don't think we have.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think so.
Brittany?
Now I have to check. I'm not sure.
Yes, the answer is yes.
I'm not positive.
I'll bet you $20.
Awesome. Con? You heard it.
I'm looking it up right now.
Well, okay, Brittany looking up, but she's the weather person. Con,
your mic off.
Con,
hey, Con, when things get really boring, tell us again about your simulator golf weekend.
He said he went golfing.
Hey. Yeah.
Did you hear that, Brittany?
He's like, you're still swinging.
I broke 80.
You're still swinging.
He said he golfed in 86. We're like, wow, that's good. You know what he did? He went to simulator golf.
Yeah. It was too hot out, so I went in AC.
So he went. He just went and...
That's what we're dealing with.
Well, you know.
You're still swinging. Not even close.
Not even close.
He's still doing what he wants to do. Just being safe about it, I guess.
No, the reason I said con was I'm going to win this $20, and then you can go over and get us some iced coffee next door. That's why I was asking. I was asking you about the weather. That. Well, you're buying.
Hey, that poor guy who I went out and yelled at his truck when he pulled up. Yeah, it wasn't him.
John started off angry this morning. I don't know how that could ever happen. Anyway, Brittany, we've broken 100 here. Like, I'll tell you what year
it was. We have not.
Yeah, we had. I'll tell you what year it was.
We have.
But it was 2000.
Like it happened about two times in 1995, and there's a couple other times before, but it's been a while.
Over 100, like legitimately weather service?
Not heat index stuff. You're talking thermometer.
Really?
I thought that happened one time in the early 2000s.
Yeah, you're going to have to give me a little time to dig to make sure. I want to make sure. You know what I mean?
Brittany, how about be a little bit better prepared when you come on?
A little show prep.
Oh, my gosh. Who knew we were going to talk about 100-degree actual temperature?
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Did you go kayaking or biking or anything in this weather?
You know what I did? I took my old car up north, which I was a little nervous with the crazy heat. I mean, I wasn't sure if I was going to make it, but I did. And I went all the way up to Lake Superior. And let me tell you what happened. 20 minutes from Ironwood down to the actual lake. It was about 90, 93 degrees up there. 20 minutes later, guess what temperature it was at the lake?
Like 60?
Worse.
Yes, really?
Yes, no.
Yes.
Really?
I show up in my bikini. I'm beach ready. I'm ready for the 90s to cool off in the cold Lake Superior fresh water. It was 55 degrees down there.
Wow.
People have no idea what Lake Superior is like. It's
I forgot. Unbelievable.
Was it like packed with people to get out of the heat?
And it still was absolutely packed. Yeah, Kids were still in the water. I could not get past my knees. It was that cold. I was like, all right, I'm good. But
Wow. That
beautiful though.
Yes, Two Rivers I'm sure was packed too. That's always a good place.
Yeah.
That used to be my spot all the time when I lived in Appleton. Yeah. Oh, I'd scoot over there to Two Rivers.
Yeah, that's the most underrated place in the state of Wisconsin. I really believe
that. It's been a 4th of July over there, too. It's a great place.
It is. It's a great place. Two fireworks Rivers is awesome.
Walsh Field.
Yeah.
Did you go to the fireworks there? Yeah. And that's cool because they kind of let you in. And
then what's the other thing they have? Like Winterfest in like July or something?
Oh, no. The Snowfest in July. And they bury a truck of snow. And then, of course, they dig it up for the 4th of July.
Yeah.
And kids are like, wow, where'd they get that? And it's
That's a nice feel, though.
Huh?
That's a nice baseball field.
Walsh.
Oh my God! With the way those stands are built into the hill.
What I'm saying. They haven't done much with it, right?
They don't need to. It's awesome.
Yeah. I just remember I took my kids there when they were little, and I said, let's just go right under the fireworks, and it was like we were getting shelled. I scared one of them because you're right there.
Oh yeah.
But Two Rivers. I grew up.
Brittany,
there,
we're so impressed with you with what you do in your free time.
I know. It's like what would Brittany do?
We live vicariously through
right, you. Because if the question is, what would Brittany do? The answer would be something. And we don't do
anything.
So anyway, that's
great. I got a six-pack, and I went to Ribfest.
But
that's fine.
So I went and got a new phone, so I was like being at the DMV all day. But it was air-conditioned. Oh. But anyway, I got it done. I had to get it done.
How's our forecast look, Brittany?
Yeah, so today we've got a cold front coming through. So this is the last day of the heat and humidity. So some storms starting probably around 3 o'clock, maybe towards the Shawano area, a little bit more northwest, but probably hitting Green Bay, Oshkosh around 5-6 o'clock tonight. It should be done around midnight, but we could see more start to spark up again in the morning tomorrow. A little bit of a break, more rain as we go into Wednesday, and Thursday looks like soaking conditions, where at this point we could start to see some flooding happening. So kind of a gross... Really? Disgusting week. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Possibly high winds today too and hail, like I said earlier. So
do you have time to give us a report on the 4th of July week? Because I'm gone, John. Maybe we don't. Yeah. All right. Do you know what's gonna happen on the 4th? Isn't it gonna be like 80s and sunny? Yes.
It is. I mean, of course, still some chances for scattered storms to pop up. We're looking at something that wants to move through, but 80s, not bad.
Perfect.
Brittany Merlo, we love having you on. You're the
thanks,
best.
Brittany.
Thanks, guys. All right. You too.
You are awesome. Take care. See you.
Talk to Monday.
Quick break. Back in this.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mark your calendars and head to Marinette on July 12th for the 13th annual Logging and Heritage Festival. Located on historic Stevenson Island, there will be free kids activities, food trucks, BMX stunt bike, live music, logging exhibitions, fireworks, and much more. The island opens at noon and the fun doesn't stop until the fireworks are over. It's the Marinette Logging and Heritage Festival on July 13th on Stevenson Island in Marinette. Don't miss it!
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Don't miss an extra special Bryce Terang Platinum Glove Brewers Bobblehead Giveaway on July 26th, courtesy of Wintrust, Wisconsin's bank. The first 25,000 fans through the gates will collect the bobble. Get your seats now at brewers.com/giveaways. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. For the last few months, Governor Tony Evers has said repeatedly that he would make a decision about whether or not to run for a third term after the state budget process is completed. In a recent opinion column at the Recombobulation Area, I made the argument that the decision that Evers should make should be to not seek a third term as Wisconsin's governor. This argument is not one of ideological differences or policy disagreements. Tony Evers has been a good governor and has served the state well. This more has to do with Evers' age. He'll be 75 years old in November 2026, and about how the Democratic Party has had a massive, inescapable problem in its unwillingness to pass the torch to the next generation. Tony Evers needs to do what so many other Democrats have struggled so mightily to do and step aside when the time is right. And after Joe Biden's catastrophic 2024, this is a conversation we need to be having, and we need to be having it now. Democrats can't keep repeating the same mistakes over and over. It's time to do things differently.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Matt and Air on Air.
From articles that I have seen, if you are a bagel purist, you should not toast your bagel. I think nothing's better than a toasted bagel and a schmear.
Folks, do we have a moment of honesty? Do you really like bagels? Or do you like the schmear that is transported by them? Get rid of the stigma. If I walk into this room eating cream cheese out of a tub with a spoon.
Why is that wrong?
Matt and Air on Air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. It's time for Valley Focus on 98.3 and 96.5 WISS.
And from the WISS studios, it's Todd Michaels, the new WISCO Bureau Chief, Lisa Hale, with more Valley Focus.
And joining us today, I have Grayson Seisert and TJ Hobbs, two of my favorite people. They are from Oshkosh Pride, and welcome to Valley Focus.
Yeah. Thank you for having us.
Oshkosh Pride coming up on Sunday, the 29th of June, and it's going to be at the Leach Amphitheater. I do want to mention something because I had asked you off the air, TJ, about this. In case of inclement weather, you guys actually have a really nice backup plan.
Yeah, that this year we're very grateful to the Oshkosh Arena under its VenueWorks partnership, their VenueWorks management team. So as you all may know, the Oshkosh Arena as a building, as a thing, has had some challenges. Brand new management team this year.
Great team, by the way.
Completely we love turned them. Around. Yeah. We love them as well. They're such a joy to work with. They're as affirming as can be to the LGBTQ plus community. We met with them a number of times to make sure that they shared our safety ideals and our commitment to being there for our community in the case of inclement weather. That way we wouldn't even have to change the date. We would just pivot to a different venue about a mile away from the Leach. And they're so happy to be on board and opening up their venue if needed for an indoor performance and celebration that day.
So big thank you to Andy Linton and his Absolutely. Team down there. Just great. That's awesome.
That is. It's really great. Now I'm going to talk about, we've had you on before to talk about the things that are going to be going on with Pride, but I want to talk about why Pride, if I can.
I'm glad you asked. Okay. It's been a year, and Grayson, I hope you're going to help me out with this, because this is heavy stuff to talk about, and I want to just start by saying I can only speak from my own perspective as, a trans non-binary adult who was a kid once, like we all were, but, you know, is trying to put myself in the shoes of what it's like to be a trans kid in these times and how challenging that has been. And you know, we see the data to back it up that it's just more and more difficult to have good mental health as an LGBTQ plus person right now due to disinformation and political attacks.
And what does a celebration like Oshkosh Pride do for our trans siblings, for our LGBTQ plus siblings? What does it do for them?
Yeah, I mean, I think right now, especially, like, having a celebration is like a huge part of the resistance right now, and showing, you know, our non-binary and trans siblings that you still are one, a person, and you deserve to be celebrated. Like, come to Oshkosh Pride. There is going to be no judgment. There's going to be people who look like you, who might be the same identity as you. Like, this is a time where we really, really need community, and it is a huge act of resistance for the LGBTQ community to have a celebration. It's not just a gathering. It's a celebration. We are celebrating that we are here. We have always been here, and we will continue to be here.
We're very thankful, because last year WISS was allowed to be a part of Pride. We had a great time out there, right?
Oh, it was so much fun.
Grayson, one of the things I asked you and TJ before we went on was, in the last 12 months between Pride last year and Pride this year, as a community, have we made strides to being a better, more accepting community for LGBTQ plus community members?
So I think, to be completely honest, probably before the beginning of this year, I would have said we were making great strides towards, like, Pride acceptance. Like, as a trans person in the community, I thought, like, we were having some great support. We were seeing that. Unfortunately, with the new president, I think we have seen, at least in my own perspective, I'm speaking from my own experience, like, I've kind of seen a regression in support for Oshkosh Pride. Thankfully, we haven't had any sponsors or anything like that pulling out, whereas other Pride organizations have had that issue. And we kind of have seen the silent support. So I think in the last couple of months, we've seen the people who do support Pride out and loud, maybe louder than ever before. You know, you go downtown to get a coffee from New Moon on a Saturday, and you see a group of protesters every single Saturday. I think it's also every single Tuesday and Thursday. Like, we're seeing people out there, and while they're protesting for their own reasons, like, that really is showing us that there are people in the community who support Oshkosh Pride.
Excellent. Now, TJ, I know you wanted to mention a couple of things about what's going on with Pride. Tell me a little bit about what you had in mind.
Oh, sure. Well, I mean, a couple of things. I'll try to keep it brief, because that's not my strong suit, but I'm working on it. So I'm really proud of Oshkosh Pride. I mean, this is our fifth annual event. We've grown from, you know, a small picnic in a park in 2018 with a couple years off. And then we partnered up with Hope Fridge, the mutual aid org, and we kind of helped each other grow. We borrowed their fiscal host status for a few years as an org. And then in 2024, Oshkosh Pride branched off into its own 501c3, and we've been doing that ever since. We have applied for and received an ARPA grant, which we are grateful for, and that is what the main thing that helped paid for this year's event. So donations we received this year are being allocated towards next year's event, as well as our other operational expenses. But that has also, the ARPA, yes, and then the Basic Needs Giving Partnership grant I wanted to mention as well. So we applied for a grant with them, and that was a grant that we were awarded that allowed us to, in the past year, expand our capacity as an org. So not only support us in, doing all the 501c3 paperwork and board building that we need to do, getting new board members, things like that, But we also have been able to expand to more than just one event per year. So now, you know, yesterday we had a fundraiser at Pioneer Island. Monthly now, thanks to Elsewhere Coffee House on Main Street in Oshkosh, they've been hosting us for our community check-in events, where it's just folks getting together to build community. And all of that wouldn't have been possible without the support of Basic Needs Giving Partnership awarding us that grant.
We've got about 30 seconds. Can you give us some great sponsors who are backing you guys up?
Thank you. And speaking of great sponsors, the Gibson Social Club, we got to shout them out. They're hosting our first ever Drag Bingo fundraiser in October. First Presbyterian Church of Oshkosh, huge thank you to them for their financial support, as well as their support of the LGBTQ plus community. Oshkosh Arena, we mentioned, under their new management, and WISS Civic Media.
Hey!
Y'all, thank you so much.
What's the website?
OshkoshPride.com.
You got it. More with Mino and the Mayor coming up next. This is Valley Focus on WISS.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Pentagon experts are continuing their assessing of how much damage the Saturday U.S. air attacks did to Iran's nuke program. Iran's foreign minister is in Moscow to meet with Russian President Putin. ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
Here at home, law enforcement also on high alert. Homeland Security warning state and local officials of a heightened threat environment.
Nearly 50 heat records for this day could be equaled or broken, forecasters say. About 150 million Americans are under heat alerts from Texas to Maine. A lot of folks have much to clean up, says ABC's Allison Kosick.
New York's governor issuing a state of emergency for more than 30 counties after heavy rain and dangerous flash flooding slammed parts of the state. Outside Utica, at least three people were killed, including six-year-old twins. The violent weekend of weather stretching across the country.
Took seven games, but the Oklahoma Thunder beat the Indiana Pacers and are the new NBA champs. This is ABC News.